Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
It is 8:06. Good morning. I'm Mark Bailey. Cameron Eisenberg on the other side of the glass is doing the producing this morning. Thank you for being with us. Another morning in Mid-Columbia Today. News Radio 1300, 1039 KECI, 98.3 FM, 1340 AM KIHR. And here's what we're doing this morning. Tamara Tappell's here from the Mount Emma's Chamber of Commerce. 4th of July in White Salmon. They've got their parade coming up. We'll talk about that. We're just 10 days away, believe it or not, from the 4th of July. We're starting to do the 4th of July tour on the show. Going to talk Hood River Thursday and the Dalles on Monday. Second half of the program, speaking of the Dalles, Mayor Rich Mays will join us, and we'll talk to him. I'm going to be honest, it wasn't one of the more eventful city council meetings last night they've ever had. It only took about an hour, which is a good thing, by the way. In a lot of ways. But I'm sure Rich and I have something to talk about on the show coming up in the second half. But anyway, here's what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. This day in 1509, Henry VIII was crowned King of England. His wife, Catherine of Aragon, was crowned Queen Consort. 1939, the Southeast Asian country of Siam changed its name to Thailand. It reverted to Siam in 1945, then became Thailand once again in 1949. 1948, communist forces cut off all land and water routes between West Germany and West Berlin, prompting the Western Allies to organize the Berlin Airlift. 1957, the U.S. Supreme Court in Roth versus United States ruled 6-3 that obscene materials were not protected by the First Amendment. 1973, President Richard Nixon concluded his summit with the visiting leader of the Soviet Union, Leonid Brezhnev, who hailed the talks in an address on American television. This day in 1983, the Space Shuttle Challenger, carrying America's first woman in space, Sally Ride, coasted to a safe landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California. 1992, the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision strengthened its 30-year ban on officially sponsored worship in public schools, prohibiting prayer as part of a graduation ceremony. 2010, in the first round of the Wimbledon Championships, American John Isner won the longest professional tennis match in history, defeating Nicolas Mahut of France 6-4, 3-6, 6-7, 7-6, 70-68. They didn't use the tiebreaker. I think now they use tiebreakers at Wimbledon after that match, in fact. The match was played over the course of 3 days, lasted 11 hours and 5 minutes. 2015, a federal judge in Boston formally sentenced Boston Marathon bomber Zorevic Sarinev to death for the 2013 terror attacks. A federal appeals court later threw out the sentence. The Supreme Court reinstated it. 2018, women in Saudi Arabia were able to drive for the first time as the world's last remaining ban on female drivers was formally lifted. 2021, a 12-story condominium building in Surfside, Florida collapsed, killing 98. And in 2022, in their Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization decision, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 to remove constitutional protections for abortion that had been in place since the court's 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. Days for today, it is a World UFO Day today, if you're into that sort of thing. It's Swim a Lap Day today. They'll get in the pool and take a lap, apparently. That's what you're supposed to do here. It's Museum Come to Life Day today, and this is actually for museums. Kind of dress in theme piece, etc., and just make the museum just that little bit more interactive, if you will. And it's Celebration of the Senses today. Celebrating our five senses. And also today, for food today, we're going to go toward the Pecan Candy Realm. It's National Pralines Day today. There it is for what it's worth. May not be a whole lot. 8:09 in the morning, and we will continue after this.
I am Christine Douglas. I work here in patient services at Skyline Health. My main job is registration and answering any questions our patients have. I know when people are here, they're here because they're in pain and they need help. At Skyline, we treat every patient as an individual. I'm here to serve because these are my people, my friends, my kids, and my neighbors. I'm reminded every day of how lucky I am to work in such a close, caring, and beautiful community. I am Skyline.
Warm days are back in the Gorge. Don't wait for the heat to spike before checking your AC. I'm Kimberly from A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Now is the perfect time for your AC maintenance. We offer exclusive memberships including HVAC, monitoring, generators, and plumbing to keep your whole home running smoothly year-round. Is your system ready for replacement? As a 2024 Highest Residential Participation Award winner from Energy Trust of Oregon, we'll help you maximize rebates and incentives to return your home to peak performance and keep cash in your pocket. Call us, A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Mid-Columbia Children's Council is hiring early childhood education teachers, site managers, family health advocates, administrative positions, and bus drivers. We have positions open in Klickitat, Skamania, Wasco, and Hood River counties. Check out our open positions and apply online at www.mcccheadstart.org. If you have any questions, call us at 541-386-2010. Join us in building better communities, one person at a time. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
When I had my injury, I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Home Star Troops is really giving me my life back. It's not just about a home. It's about creating a family and a community that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
8:12 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Tamara Tappell's here. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Mark.
Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce, also the Rotary Club. I see you've got your Rotary t-shirt
on. I do.
On.
It's Tuesday.
So, yeah, so you've got your Rotary White Salmon Binge and Rotary Club t-shirt. You guys have a golf tournament, by the way.
We do. Thank you for saying something about that earlier, heard you?
Yes. We've got the sheet there.
It's a lot of fun, and we're still looking for teams, so if people are available, we'd welcome them to come and join.
All right. So that's going on. But also... And we'll say White Sand Binge and Rotary Club's got a Facebook page, so you can go there if you want to try to find out how to get registered for that. But we're going to talk about 4th of July, because it is only 10 days away, dare
Ooh,
I tell you.
Yeah, middle of summer, here we go.
I feel like when I tell Lisa Farquhar some cherry festivals, like X weeks away and almost cause a breakdown. this one's a little smaller, but you, this year you kind of are streamlining things a bit.
We are. This year, just for whatever reason, it's a streamlined event where we're just going to do our... traditional community parade. It's a small town event, but it's a lot of fun. It's pretty vibrant. And one thing that we're really kind of excited about, I'm excited about, is that Everybody's Brewing donated the prizes this year.
Okay.
They have a new gear, and so they've donated one of their nice soft t-shirts for every prize category and a $20 gift card. So whoever wins can go enjoy lunch or whatever they want afterwards. And That's a nice prize, so it's incentive to get dressed up.
All right. So when is the parade going to be?
It's 11 a.m. on Friday, July 4th.
Mm-hmm. So I assume... Now, I'm trying to remember, do you guys take entries in advance, or do you just have people gather?
It's both.
Okay.
We prefer if people know and they can send us their information, their application in advance. It really helps because I do keep... with a parade, there's an order. There's a number numbering system.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to do that in advance as much as possible.
Yes.
Rather than building it on the cuff right there at the check-in. Yeah. So that's the difference. But we would still welcome anybody who wants to just roll up and fill out their application quickly, and we'll put you in line.
So how many people, organizations do you get to participate in the parade?
Generally, I have anywhere from maybe 45 to 65.
Really?
Okay. That's about the numbers that I generally print and have ready to go.
All right. Are they mainly walking? Are they driving? Or
every year is a little different. Mm-hmm. But
do people do floats for this?
We don't see as many floats as we used to. I'll tell you, there used to be some groups that were really good. I will say Benavente's was really good with doing floats, pizza themed floats, if you can imagine. And, you know, their kids are growing up. They're not doing it so often. But a float is a lot of work, so I get that. But we would welcome someone to do a float if they were inclined. More so it's groups doing, you know, the back of a trailer bed or something rather than actual float decorated up.
Yeah, I mean, by float, I was being a little grandiose there, admittedly. But, yeah, I kind of get the folks in the back of the pickup trucks and people.
Exactly.
And the various organizations doing that.
A lot of red, white, and blue. That's all we're looking for is just, you know, everybody to come out and show their blingy patriotic colors. There's six categories of winners, actually, and one of them is specifically for someone who has themselves and their pet dressed up.
Yeah.
A lot of people have dogs that like to come out and be social, so hey, put some red, white, and blue on your dog, and you may win a prize, you know? So just, it's that easy.
What's the route back there? What do you guys do?
We line up around our Little League ball fields, which is off of Tahomish by Spokes Bike Park entryway. And I'll be out there checking people in and getting that system set up. And then we kind of loop up and around the ball fields to get our order and the lineup situated. Mm-hmm. The parade starts down Grandview going west onto Jewett and then west downtown through the downtown strip of White Salmon. If somebody doesn't want to do the steep hill of Main Street, they can swing out at City Hall.
Okay.
Just for those who might have a clutch that's sensitive and don't want to go up the hill with it.
If the truck's an old truck, you might not want to do this.
Yes, but we still welcome you to come, and you can take the easy out at City Hall, or the rest of the parade generally goes up the hill on Main Street to the top of the Rheingarten Park and disperses from there.
So 11 o'clock is when it's going to start. When should people arrive for this?
You know, definitely I would say by like 10:30 if you want to get a good seat down there along the route. There are definitely places that are easier to get to. And
you have I think you have prize categories too for America. You kind of went over what you got for prizes.
I did. Yeah, the pet is one, but we're also looking for someone with just a patriotic vehicle. They can do whatever they can do to dress up their vehicle. Also, best dressed. Who's going to show up as the best dressed of red, white, and blue, representing that? And that can be a lot of fun to see what people come up with. A best group entry. And then best horse entry. We always look forward to seeing our rodeo queens, generally who are the ones who are going to win that prize. Somebody that's really got the red, white, and blue and brings it out for us. And then the overall most patriotic entry, a first place, if you will. So that's our six categories.
So 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, if someone wants to sign up in advance to make your life easier, how do they do that?
If you go to the Explore White Salmon webpage, there is a link there to the actual parade application. Or you can stop by our Heritage Plaza Visitor Center and get one in person and leave it with us. Or email me at mountadamschamber@gmail.com, and I will email it back. We can take care of it that way.
So again, 11 o'clock in the morning on the 4th of July is when this is going to be. And really this year, it's the parade that's being focused here.
It is. This year, we do not have the Army Band playing in the park afterwards. We're going to hope to bring that back again next year. But for this year, it's just an easy morning event. Hopefully by doing it at 11, we'll be in a little bit cooler weather rather than the afternoon.
That's right. You guys have done this in the afternoon, haven't you?
Yes.
That gets a little warm. But you mentioned the climbing of the hill. Yeah, that would be a little more, it's a little more palatable if I'm doing an 11 a.m. parade.
And we invite our veterans. That's really the focus of this parade, right? Mm-hmm. It's our veterans, their spouses, any widows who may be willing and want to come out and represent and be a part of the parade. If they don't have a vehicle arranged, you know, that I need to know in advance, and I'll find them a seat in the parade. But, you know, they really enjoy that, but they also don't do so well in the heat.
Well, a lot of us don't do as well in the heat as we used to anymore. I can grasp that. So that's going to be taking place. Yeah, something else going on also we'll mention here.
I will quickly. We have
we have plenty of time.
Okay. Well, Thursday, July 10th in Bingen, it's going to be a celebration of big art. Art of Community and Art of Community North Shore are doing a reception to really celebrate the whole big art program, really kind of giving some focus to the pieces on the North Shore over in Bingen and White Salmon that we were able to install last year. It's a way for us to, you know, meet and greet with the artists and the sponsors and just the people who make this program happen, learn more about what big art means and what's going on. I have to say I'm so impressed and proud of White Salmon and Bingen both for the murals and sculptures and pieces of public artwork that have been installed and put in place and continue to come.
Yeah.
And just it keeps getting more and more vibrant, and it's really lovely over there. I would invite you or anybody who hasn't been to Bingen or White Salmon to just wander around and look at some of the new artwork to do so soon. It's it's really nice.
So you've got that going on. That's on the, did you say the 10th?
It is. It's a Thursday. It's when we would do our chamber after hours, but we're going to be at Moon Mountain Highway in Bingen, just right there where some of that public art is. And from 5:30 to 7, we're going to have a nice little reception, and there's more information about that on our website of Mount Adams Chamber.
And you've been doing also Third Thursdays out there as well, I mean, which is, you know, Hooter and the Dalles will do First Friday, so you guys went with a little
different. It had to be something different.
Yeah, put a different spot in the marketplace.
It's been a lot of fun. It's really been, we just had it last week, our June 3rd Thursday, and there was a community drumming circle and salsa lessons, and it's just all out with music, and the vendors are kind of situated in a couple places. The shops are open and just have different specials or things that they're offering people. And it's a great time to come and just wander around through downtown White Salmon.
Also, anything else this summer?
Well, I want to say Tony Smiley is our July 3rd Thursday entertainment.
All right.
And for people who know, that's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. Always fun.
Yeah.
What is going on? We've got Huck Fest way out there after Labor Day. But
all right. Okay, that's what you've got. All right, what's going on.
Just lots of little stuff all the time.
So again, sign up for the 4th of July parade. Do it in advance if you can. And that's going to be, just email you at the Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce, right?
That works. Or give us a phone call and we'll connect you for sure.
All right, and then again, you're going to gather everybody, I think 10 o'clock in the morning, Little League Ballpark.
Yes, judging will start around 10:15, 10:20. So if you want to be included for the judging, definitely get there by, 10:20.
All right, so Tamara Tappell from the Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for being so important to our community, Mark. You really help everybody know what's going on, and I appreciate you.
Well, just doing the old job, as we say. Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you.
It is 8:22 in the morning. We'll come back. News coming up in a bit.
Rodeo is a lifestyle, a code, an ethic, and an addiction. Some rodeos even become part of your every fiber and being. Some rodeos define your career and worth as a cowboy. Some separate talkers and portrayers from heroes and legends. But none are like this one. The Farm City Pro Rodeo, Hermiston, Oregon, August 6th through the 9th. Get your tickets at farmcityprorodeo.com.
I lost count of how many foster homes I lived in. 20, maybe more. Each time, a new room, a new bed, a new routine with a new family. But never a space that really felt like mine. Eventually, I didn't even bother unpacking, because moving again was never an if. It was always a when.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a forever family and a permanent home of their own.
When I was 15, I didn't have anywhere to go for the holidays. So my high school principal invited me to stay with his family. It was just supposed to be for a few weeks, but soon they asked me to stay forever as their daughter. Now I have my own room and decorated it myself. It's kind of a tornado, but it's my tornado. And just like my family, it's mine to keep.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Revitalize your business with New Wave Digital Solutions. We specialize in web design, digital marketing, and search engine optimization to elevate your online presence. Our cutting-edge strategies are tailored to meet your specific business needs. From custom websites to targeted marketing campaigns, we provide innovative solutions that drive results. Explore how our expertise can transform your business success by visiting newwavedigitalsolutions.com. Discover the future of digital advancements with us today.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
It is 8:24 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. I was going to take a moment here. Unfortunately, my iPad is not allowing me to open this. Oh, here we go. I got it, finally. Just took a while. This is in regard to the Rowena fire. And actually, Cameron, if you want to hold off or go, we got a couple extra minutes here. We'll wait a couple minutes before we call. I don't want to have Rich on the phone for 10 minutes. We're a little ahead today, so I'm going to throw something in here. Well, anyway, Wasco County Sheriff's Office sent a release yesterday, or he called in a message to our community regarding wildfire debris cleanup. It's a press release, and it's about, you know, people, you know, wanting to begin cleaning up and removing debris from properties affected by the Rowena fire. And I'm kind of paraphrasing because it's a fairly lengthy thing here. But bottom line is that you know, the county is working with DEQ to develop a comprehensive debris removal plan. And the county says it's important because many of the wildfire-affected properties may contain potentially toxic chemicals that require specialized handling and disposal. And they do say they know it's difficult to wait if you're one of these affected properties, but they do ask for patience as they work through the process. If you do return to the wildfire-affected area, they recommend you wear Tyvek coveralls and N95 masks. And these are now available for pickup at North Central Public Health on 419 East 7th in the Dalles, or at Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue at 1400 West 8th in the Dalles during normal business hours. If you cannot wear proper protective clothing, wear long sleeves, pants, and sturdy shoes, and immediately dispose of all clothing worn while re-entering the fire-damaged home. Children should not be involved in cleanup activities, by the way, according to the release. And they're working to finalize a debris disposal plan. They hope to have it in place in 2 to 3 weeks. And they appreciate the understanding and cooperation while they navigate all these steps. So, anyway, that, just wanted to put that out there while you had a moment or two to just let people know that, you know, there is the protective equipment available to wear if you are going back into those fire-damaged properties. And that there is a plan, apparently, as far as debris removal in place. We had, actually, last week, Wasco County Sheriff Lane McGillney talked about this and mentioned, you know, the need for PPE. If you're going to be going in there and you know, the concerns they have with a lot of the chemicals that may have burned during all this and been exposed. So anyway, now we'll do the news. Oregon House lawmakers are approving a new tax on nicotine pouches to help fund wildfire prevention. The tax on oral nicotine products, one part of a policy patchwork, projected to raise about $45 million in the next biennium for wildfire prevention efforts. The bill approved by lawmakers also diverts 20% of the interest on Oregon's rainy day savings account to pay for fire prevention. The $45 million in revenue that will be generated by House Bill 3940 is just a sliver of the money the advocates hope lawmakers would dedicate on an ongoing basis to combat wildfire. It passed on a vote of 37-8, exceeding the 3/5 vote required to raise any tax. The $45 million bill would raise is not likely the only money lawmakers will commit to addressing wildfire in the budgets of the Oregon Department of Forestry and Office of the State Fire Marshal. The Oregonian Oregon Live reporting end-of-session spending bills published on Monday show budget writers appear to have set aside at least $24 million for fire protection expenses and $150 million in potential emergency funds that could be tapped for natural disaster responses, including large fires. The Alder Spring fire down in Jefferson County is now at 82% containment. It's burned 3,270 acres since beginning 1 week ago on June the 16th. Evacuation orders for residents on the east side of the fire's perimeter have been lowered to level one after cooler weekend temperatures increased the fire's containment. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed the bill to reauthorize a program that's provided billions to schools, roads, and other services in rural Oregon and Idaho. The Forest Service's Secure Rural Schools and Self-Determination Program was initially crafted in 2000 to help offset the loss of timber revenue in rural communities. The program expired at the end of 2023, but the recently passed Secure Rural Schools Reauthorization Act of 2025 would reauthorize the funding for more than 4,000 school districts and 700 counties across the country through the 2026 fiscal year. The bill's lead sponsors include Oregon Democratic Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley and Idaho Republicans Jim Risch and Mike Crapo. National Transportation Safety Board today focusing on preventing another terrifying event like the one involving a panel that flew off a Boeing 737 MAX midair in January of 2024. The board discussing what NTSB investigators have uncovered over the past 17 months. Board members also expected to approve recommendations to keep something similar from ever happening again. That blowout aboard Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 occurred minutes after it took off from Portland. Well, some sunshine today. West winds may pick up later on. Highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. Current temperatures 66 in both Hood River and the Dalles at 8:30 in the morning. The Dalles Mayor Rich Mays coming up next.
Hi, it's Melissa at Del Carpine Automotive. You know how long 10 minutes is? It's how long it takes me to wrangle my dog into the car most days. Yep, it's also how close we are to our old location. We are now neighbors to adopt a dog, just a quick drive up the hill. Same team, same top-notch service, and a bigger space to handle all makes and models. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all, and we are family-owned and Columbia Gorge strong.
The Rowena Fire Rescue Multi-Agency Resource Center is back Monday, June 23rd from 12 to 3 p.m. and Wednesday, June 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Gloria Center, 2502 West 7th Street in the Dalles. The MARC is a centralized location where various agencies and organizations have come together to provide disaster relief assistance and resources to individuals and families affected by a disaster. Again, MARC will be available Monday, June 23rd, 12 to 3 at the Gloria Center.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bicoastal Media Columbia River, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
And it is now 8:32 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Happy to have with us on the telephone the Mayor of the Dalles, Rich Mays. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Well, I checked briefly your meeting from last night, and I mentioned this actually off the top of the program. Not all city council meetings are made the same, and last night I think would have defined fairly routine, didn't it?
And short. I think we might have set a record. Yeah. It was like 45 minutes, and after a series of lengthy 2-hour-plus meetings, you know, with different issues. It was a welcome reprieve for our city council to go through a 45-minute meeting with no controversial issues, nothing major at all. It was quite a refreshing, I might say.
And most of it was spent, you got a report on the wastewater treatment plant. And so how is the health of our sewer plant?
Well, it's fine. Jacobs, that's the contractor that we hire to manage the sewer system in the Dalles, does a great job. The head guy who manages the plant here locally, Oscar, received an award from Jacobs. They're a nationwide firm that deals with a lot of sewer systems throughout the United States. And Oscar was one of the top, Oscar Ferris is his name, he was one of the top three employees for Jacobs nationwide to receive an award for his efficiency and dedication, etc. So we honored him as well, and I think it's in good hands, and we're looking forward to another several years of having it in good hands with Jacobs.
So I'm going to go back to a meeting a couple of weeks ago, though, and we've talked about this some with Lisa Farquharson from the Dallas Area Chamber of Commerce, but we'll talk about that meeting for more from a city perspective here. And that is the tourism promotion contract has been awarded to the Chamber of Commerce once again. And but there are going to be some things done differently this time, one of which is there is now going to be an executive tourism director the Chamber is going to bring on. And this was included as part of the contract. Why for the city did you want to see that?
Well, we'd like to see more of a special employee that's directly in charge of that this particular contract, as opposed to having it spread out throughout the chamber's very efficient, dedicated employees. But we thought it was important to have it all centered on one person who's responsible, but sort of one person we can go to when there's an issue. So we are happy to see that in the contract, and as you know, it passed unanimously. And so we're looking forward to working with the Chamber for the next several years and the new tourism director.
And the other part of the contract, we can get into a little bit more here, another part of it was putting together essentially a plan for tourism in the area. What's being envisioned here?
Well, I think it's important that, between the city and the Chamber of Commerce, that we mutually agree on a very specific plan to increase tourism in the Dalles. And the committee, what we're going to be doing is evaluating the program and coming up with suggestions on how to make it better and more efficient.
Does this start to get into the also how you want to see tourism grow in a positive way in the community? Because living where I do, I understand the value of tourism, and also B, the impacts that sometimes are unintended if tourism starts to really boom in a community.
Yes, I went through that in Cannon Beach, has a lot of similarities to Hood River. I don't think the Dalles is in that category.
Sure.
Not that we'd want to be, or not that, that's bad or good. Mm-hmm. I don't think we receive the impact on the community that those other two communities do. And
sure.
I don't think that's a situation we would like to get into. I think we have a very good balance of respecting local residents and their property and their values, and balancing that with the desire for tourism, which of course increases business. It's a value to businesses, and not to mention our hotels and restaurants. So I think we have a fine balance here in the Dalles, and we would just want to keep it that way. And I think that's one of the things that I think the city strives for, and I think the chamber understands that and recognizes that in the community, and that's one of the reasons that they were awarded the contract.
Now, of course, the contract, of course, involves TRT revenues. One of the reasons why that are dispersed by the city. I'm interested to know when we talk about planning for tourism like this, kind of where maybe the line is between where the city gets involved in wanting to see economic development occur, and tourism is a part of that, and also where, okay, this maybe is more, this should be where the private sector is taking over and the private sector is promoting itself in tourism.
Yeah. I don't get your question.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't phrase it very well. How far does the city get involved in tourism promotion? At what point does it become more, this is on the private sector and those that benefit from tourism?
Well, I think we do what we can. You know, urban renewal is a good example of, I think, what you're getting at.
Yeah.
You know, this is where the city, of course, supports urban renewal and the Urban Renewal Agency. We have three representatives on that committee of nine. And it's a situation where we do what we can to promote the urban renewal area, which is for the most part downtown. As you probably know, I'm a very downtown-centric person.
Yes.
And I want to do whatever I can as mayor, and I think the council does too, to promote downtown and make it everything it can be. And the two things that come to mind are the fact that I think it should be a better source of tax revenue for the city, which is what urban renewal is working on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a center for tourism. It's the focal point of our community for not only our residents, but for the tourists that get off the cruise ships and venture downtown. So it's a balance between, you know, making sure the city does what it can to help the downtown, but not, you know, shorting the rest of the businesses throughout the city. But, you know, I can think of several examples of what we've done and tried to do for our downtown and our urban renewal area, you know, through different efforts, you know, Basalt Commons, the Tony's Project, the Federal Street Plaza, First Street, for example, all the different other little programs that the Urban Renewal Agency has going on to promote businesses and to help the existing businesses downtown. So I think it's going to continue, and it's certainly something I would support during the time I have remaining as the mayor.
Speaking of downtown, Federal Street Plaza, what's the update as the progress continues toward that?
Well, we're going to be meeting tomorrow night. It'll be our first public meeting probably in a couple of months, and we're going to be discussing a contract with the Walker Macy, who helped us design the plaza in the first place. We're done designing the plaza. We have a plan, and we're going to move forward with it, but we have to have somebody to shepherd the project through its completion. And that's Walker Macy. We'd like to keep them on board to do that. We think they did a terrific job in helping us design it, the final outcome in the first place. And now we have to execute it to take it from its design phase to its ultimate completion, which I'm hoping will be in 2026. So we're going to be dovetailing that with the First Street Project, and we're going to be discussing tomorrow night hiring Walker Macy. Our committee, the Federal Street Plaza Committee, is just it's an ad hoc temporary committee to advise the city council. That final decision, of course, will rest with the city council in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night we're going to be discussing hiring Walker Macy and taking it to the council for final approval probably in July.
All right. So that is coming. I think it's tomorrow evening at City Hall, correct?
Correct. Tomorrow evening. All these meetings are public. I think we've had 12 or 13 of them already, and And we certainly encourage people to attend. We've had some public participation. It's been very valuable and encouraging, I think, because there's a lot of people that are excited about this project, me not the least of which is our mayor. And they're all public meetings, and we do get some valuable input from people who do attend those meetings. So,
as we mentioned, you know, last night, again, it was pretty much a routine meeting, you know, get the update on the wastewater treatment plant. As we head into summer, along obviously Federal Street Plaza and the First Street Project, what's going to become front and center for the Dalles and the City Council? And because, of course, I think in August you probably won't meet. I assume at least you're not going to meet. That's been the practice in the past.
Well, I think first and foremost we have the Basalt Commons issue that we have to get resolved once and for all, I think. That's a project that's been on the drawing board for several years, and we have to come. You know, we've pretty much given the developer the go ahead. We want to see that project go, and I think that's going to be first and foremost. And you know, together with that, the Tony's lot is another thing I've already mentioned. But that's a very key intersection in our downtown. It's adjacent to the Federal Street Plaza, that we've already talked about. And I think between those two projects and the plaza, getting those completed with the First Street are going to be major efforts on the part of the city to make our downtown grow and prosper. So that's what I'm looking at, and I want to continue our beautification efforts for the downtown. We have another mural on the board to restore the mural that's on the Dalles Inn, which is being completely refurbished, and millions of dollars are going into that hotel downtown. Mm-hmm. There's an old mural on there that was painted in the early 90s that is somewhat needs to be touched up, shall we say. And the Wall Dogs Committee, we add one mural a year ever since the big event that took place in August of 2022. So this year's project in 2025, will be to upgrade that mural and restore it so it looks more presentable, shall we say. It's on the east wall of the Dalles Inn, the Umatilla House, which is pretty familiar to most people that live here. So all those things are going to be on the docket for the end of 2025, and hopefully by 2026, we'll see a lot of really great things happening in downtown the Dalles.
Yeah, now on the Tony's property, if I remember right, that the focus of that now is, I just talked about a different brewery in a different city earlier on the show, so I'm going to be careful. I get my breweries confused because there's so many of them around here these days. But you've got one of the bigger ones in the area, and that was the proposal that I thought entered into, I guess, a due diligence process of some kind.
Right, you're talking about Freebridge.
Freebridge, thank you.
yeah. They were given by Urban Renewal, they were given first shot at making something happen on that corner. They were given 6 months. I think that 6 months is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
And so between that and Basalt Commons, hopefully we can get those two things off dead center and move ahead.
And, of course, Basalt Commons, that also involves providing some housing units, if I remember correctly. That's going to be a mixed-use development. And so that's got a couple of different areas of import for the community to see that begin to progress.
Yeah, that's on the east side of our downtown. And, I'm a firm believer in housing for downtowns. Mm-hmm. We have some smaller housing developments that have happened downtown on the upper stories. This would be a major increase in housing for our downtown, over 100 units. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to making that happen down on the east side on, I think it's on 3rd Street between Laughlin and... I think it's on the corner of Laughlin and 3rd Street.
And before I let
the north side.
Before I let you get away here, I'll give you a chance maybe to mention to people, we are getting 4th of July and fireworks, et cetera, and with all the restrictions, bans, et cetera, just the importance of following the various ordinances that have been put together here.
Yeah, we want citizens of the Dalles to enjoy their 4th of July without putting the community at risk. Mm-hmm. We just went through a rather horrific and bad experience with the Rowena fire that did not impact the city directly, but indirectly. And one of the reasons that I just want to put a shout out to the 580 firefighters that came into the Dalles from all across the country to help with that fire and prevented it from reaching the city boundaries. We were indirectly involved with our police department helping out with communications and traffic and things like that. But for the most part, we really appreciate those firefighters that came into the community and helped us out in that regard. I attended five of the six briefing sessions at the Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue Fire Station on Weber, and was able to visit with the Red Cross shelter at the middle school a couple of times. And we had a public meeting a couple of weeks ago that was very well attended by citizens and very much appreciated by the citizens. So, I kind of circumvented your question about fireworks, but really it's directly related. So, let's be responsible and enjoy the 4th of July, and let's be responsible at the same time.
The term I like to use is let's bore a firefighter. Let's bore them.
Well, they've been pretty busy the last couple of weeks. So, let's give them a break.
Yeah.
That was the first fire in Oregon, from what I understand. So it came in June, which is fairly early for a
yeah.
wildfire of this magnitude.
Which I guess is the point, again, you know, about everybody's got to do their part to make sure we don't have another one like this. I mean, it's just, it's terrifying. And, I got to go along with Lane McGill. I've done this for a long time, and with the fires we've covered around here, that probably was the most devastating fire. It certainly was in terms of the destruction that was done to people in their homes. I mean, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, while I'm giving a shout-out to the firefighters, also the agencies that came in and cooperated, it was seamless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was so impressed with the incident command system, the incident command structure, the organization, the Oregon Department of the ODF, Oregon Department of Forestry, the Oregon Fire Marshal's Office, the Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue District, the Sheriff's Office. All did terrific jobs, and now I regret mentioning those four because there's probably six or seven others I should mention that we probably don't have time for.
But it was
a great coordinated effort.
We've mentioned them at some point along the way here. During the course of our talking about it on the show, so we got you covered there. We got your back. Rich Mays, Mayor of the Dells, with us. Rich, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Mark, thank you.
8:50 in the morning. We'll come back after this.
At Gill's Point S Tire and Auto Service, we're family operated and proud to be part of your community. And we know road trip season should feel exciting, not stressful. That's why now through June 27th, when you buy three Nexen tires, you'll get the fourth tire free. No waiting, just instant savings at your local service center. Swing by, schedule online, or give us a call. We'll get you road ready in no time. Buy three Nexen tires, get one free. Only at Gill's Point S. Visit us in the Dalles and Hood River or buy tires online at gillspointstire.com.
No stress with Point S.
Craving something cool, savory, or just downright fun? Swing by Scoopers, where there's something for everyone. Over 25 flavors of Umpqua ice cream, plus mouthwatering sandwiches, homemade soups, coffee drinks, Italian sodas, and milkshakes that'll make your taste buds dance. Planning a party? We've got two party rooms and a family-friendly arcade that keeps the fun going. Find us on 2nd Street, downtown The Dalles. Open every day. Scoopers, cool treats, hot eats, and good times for the whole family.
The game that Cowboys play is back and bigger than ever. Increased prize money, the rankest bucking stock in the world, the best rodeo athletes on the planet, the industry's most decorated contract personnel, all inside the sport's premier outdoor facility ever imagined. Come experience the thrill and grandeur yourself at the only rodeo cowboy enough to bring it all together. The Farm City Pro Rodeo, Hermiston, Oregon, August 6th through the 9th. Get your tickets at farmcityprorodeo.com.
Revitalize your business with New Wave Digital Solutions. We specialize in web design, digital marketing, and search engine optimization to elevate your online presence. Our cutting-edge strategies are tailored to meet your specific business needs. From custom websites to targeted marketing campaigns, we provide innovative solutions that drive results. Explore how our expertise can transform your business success by visiting newwavedigitalsolutions.com. Discover the future of digital advancements with us today.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
8:52 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today as we rattle along with you this morning on a Tuesday. Yeah, speaking of the Rowena fire, a reminder that tomorrow at the Gloria Center, 4 to 6, it's the latest multi-agency resource center event for the Rowena fire with a number of different governmental agencies, local and state agencies, gathered in one spot for those who can use the help. They're going to be at the Gloria Center again in the Dalles, and that is going from 4 to 6 tomorrow. 4 to 6 tomorrow. They did it yesterday also at the Gloria Center. They'll be back tomorrow 4 to 6 to do that again. If you need some help out there, and again, we mentioned earlier the advisory that the Wasco County authorities did send out. I think it may have been on Sheriff's Facebook or Sheriff's letterhead, but it probably sure a number of agencies involved in this. Just a reminder again that if you need PPE,
to really, if you're going on a property that's been fire damaged, they really are advising you have PPE to be able to avoid, you know, getting yourself sick from any chemical releases that have occurred as a result of this fire. And North Central Public Health District has PPE available. And also Midlothian Fire and Rescue. They have it available. So you stop by there and they will get you what you need. They've got some Tyvek suits and they've got some of the mask available. I think it's N95. I can't recall exactly, but they'll help you out. They'll get you situated. And I'll also say again, something that Lane McGill mentioned a week ago, if you've been affected by the fire and you need to find out where you go for something, you know, Lane said call the sheriff's office in Wasco County and they'll help you get where you need to go. They are there and waiting to help you to be able to do that. Some other things going on in the Hood River area. There's a Border Collie show presented by Hood River County Library District. They're going to be at the Cascade Locks Library at 2 today. Then tomorrow at 2 at the Parkdale Library. And at 5:30 tomorrow at the Hood River Middle School Gymnasium. Border Collies are wonderful dogs, like most dogs are. Very talented. They can be a lot of fun. So you can check that out. Also a reminder, this gets back to the Rowena Fire again, United Way of the Columbia Gorge concert and live auction. And some of the auction, by the way, proceeds are going to go to the Rowena Fire. You heard Caroline Grew from United Way mention that on the show last week. This features the C.J. Mickens Band, Friday evening, Bargeway Pub. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets $25 in advance at the Bargeway Pub, at the Dallas Chamber, or at UnitedWayColumbiaGorge.org. $30 at the door. It is a 21 and over event. And Hood River History Museum, they are presenting Embrace the Wild Wind guest speaker series on the evolution of water sports in Hood River. And the next one's this Friday evening. Corey Reusler is going to be talking about kiteboarding. It's $8 for museum members, $10 for non-members. For information, go to hoodriverhistorymuseum.org, and you can learn all about that. And one more event before I take our last break here. Mosier Fest 2025, noon Saturday, is when it's going to get underway at Mosier Community School. It's free admission, and it's family-friendly. Details at mainstreetmosier.com. 8:55, we'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow after this.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wildlands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital. It is 8:57 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Tomorrow on this show, Jennifer Pauletto and Janelle Boreen are going to join us from Washington Gorge Action Programs and their food bank. Going to talk about the Food for All fundraiser coming up next month. That is going to be at... Well, I can never remember how to pronounce the name of the winery here. Anishe Cellars in Underwood. I may have butchered it. I apologize. Hopefully you know where I'm talking about. You can go to WACAP.org and see it in print. We'll talk about that event and how the food bank's doing. Thursday on the program. My iPad's going really slow here. There it is. Brent Stomps Hooter Fireworks Show. We'll talk about the fundraising they're doing for the 4th of July Fireworks Show, and we'll talk Columbia Gorge Community College. Friday on the program, we hope to have with us Oregon State Senator Daniel Bonham. That may be a schedule dependent for him, as that will be heading truly into the final hours of the Oregon legislative session. And also, we'll talk Master Gardeners on Friday as well. So all that coming up to wrap up the week for you on MCT, but we're only to Tuesday. We're still early into it. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you again on Wednesday.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed.